Homily 30. Jesus the Jew, on this feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Each year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of Passover. This morning's gospel focuses on the 12-year-old Jesus going up to Jerusalem to celebrate the Jewish feast of Passover with his parents, relatives, and acquaintances. Jesus, a first-century Second Temple Jew, took part in the same observances and celebrations as his people. When my mother's acerbic neighbor scoffed at our family Christmas celebration, saying, "We Jehovah Witnesses celebrate nothing," I calmly said, "Then you are neither Christian nor even human." Jesus not only celebrated the Jewish religious feasts, but he also rejoiced with his people at wedding feasts, changing it Cana, roughly 175 gallons of water, into wine. How often in the Gospels do we find Jesus at banquets, at feasts, eating with his disciples and others? It is not surprising that the key image of the kingdom of God is the messianic banquet. See the film Barbet's Feast. Now, Jesus was no desert ascetic, such as John the Baptist. The Jewish people knew how to celebrate, rejoice, dance, sing, eat good food, drink good wine, as they do to this day, and Jesus was no exception. How he loved to sing and dance at weddings, to eat the Thanksgiving turkey and the 4th of July lobsters and steamers. The late Henry Ford, the founder of the Ford Motor Company, had such a hatred of Jews that he wrote a book arguing that Jesus was not a Jew. Many Enlightenment scholars also attempted to dissociate Jesus from his Jewish roots. Jesus Christ, with Christ as a proper name, is another way of obscuring Jesus' radical Jewish identity. He is Jesus' Messiah, the long-promised anointed one of Israel. During a dinner with some who denigrated the Jews, St. Ignatius of Loyola shocked his guests when he said that he wished he was Jewish in order to be related to Jesus by blood. Ignatius also had a great desire to live and work in the Holy Land in order to walk in Jesus' footsteps. Again, one of the great blessings of my life flows from those scholars who show without a doubt that Jesus was a first century, Second Temple Palestinian Jew who saw himself as the consolation of Israel, the Messiah foretold by the prophets, as the one who would bring Israel's history as God's chosen people to be the light of the world to its victorious conclusion. Jesus not only said, "I am the light of the world," but also, "Salvation is from the Jews." The Apostle Paul proclaimed that he was not ashamed of the gospel because the crucified Christ is the power of God who brings salvation to everyone who believes. Notice what he says, though. First to the Jew, then to the Gentile. However, he also said in Jesus Messiah, there is neither Jew nor Gentile. Whoever is in the Messiah is of Abraham's seed. Who is the true Jew? The one with the circumcised heart. In Paul's famous letter to the Romans, he writes, "Has God rejected his people? By no means. Of those of my own race, the people of Israel, theirs is the adoption as sons, theirs the divine glory, the covenants, the receiving of the law, the temple worship, the promises, Theirs are the patriarchs, and from them is traced the human ancestry of Christ, who is God over all, forever praised. Small note, Paul identifies Jesus and God in this quotation. If you read the letters of the Apostle Paul properly, you will notice how Paul stresses that Jesus Messiah is the transformation and fulfillment of Israel's entire history, especially of the promises God made to Abraham. You are my chosen people, and Christians are of Abraham's seed. As early as 1938, Pope Pius XI said that Christians are spiritual Semites. Pope St. John Paul II, who made headlines in 1986 as the first pope to visit Rome's main synagogue, declared Jews to be the elder brothers of the Christian faith. And recently, Pope Francis said, less elegantly than the above, "Inside every Christian is a Jew. Christianity is not another religion, but Judaism brought to completion, perfected." This morning's gospel also focuses on Mary keeping all things about Jesus in her heart. Let us do the same. At the wedding feast in Cana, we hear Mary's last recorded words. "Listen to him." Let us also do that.